Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming here on the Mighty 1090. Having a great time this morning, talking fishing with our great buddy Wayne Cotto from CCA, getting the rundown of everything that's going on in our world as far as fishing goes, and having lots of fun doing it. As always, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by our great friends at Gamakatsu. Top anglers know that the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu, but did you know that Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200? It's a reversible utility case for easy, tangle-free jig storage. They also make jig heads, a line of pliers, clothing, and more. For a complete lineup, check gamakatsu.com at your local tackle dealer. Having a little issue with our call-in lines for the hotlines. A cast man, I know, has been trying to call, but our phone caller line working just fine, but JP steadily working towards getting that rectified, and hopefully we'll have that up and running here in the second hour.
Hey,
so
I have a name for it. Live radio.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. But those guys are diligently trying to call in, and hopefully we'll be able to get their report soon. And if not, we'll get some wrap ups for you later in the show, or maybe Cass can just kind of give us the rundown and we can read it out for you. But yeah, some great info going on today. Lots of very, very busy phone calls and texts. Corey, somebody wants to join us this morning. How do we do that?
Yeah, exactly. The telephone number 213-432-1090, or text us via the app, only through the app. And you definitely want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number on the app and the texting there, because we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, and you definitely want to be a part of that. So a lot of fun, and having Wayne in studio and the fishing up and down the coast, Rick, has been crazy. I know friends, we'll make up our own little fish report for a minute.
Yeah,
there,
okay.
Right?
This is how good the offshore fishing has been.
Well, I wasn't going that far.
I'm gonna. The guy sitting next to me is undoubtedly one of the best fishermen on the coast. Corey has a passion for fishing like nobody else that
I
know.
I love calico fishing.
I know you do. That boat does not go outside of the 50-fathom line. If kelp doesn't grow on that bottom, the Corey rig doesn't go that way. The offshore fishing was so good, snuck outside.
I even went offshore. Yeah. 25 miles out of Mission Bay, and had a great time. And not only the fishing, Rick, I mean, the whales. Humpbacks jumping, and I don't know what other kind of whale I saw. A finback of some kind.
Cool.
And, I mean, just a one I'd never seen, really, in all the years on the ocean. But I saw more Dorado than I have ever seen in my entire life.
Come on.
Times 10. Seriously.
Really?
There are so many Dorado. Yeah, a lot of Dorado. And I was hoping for a tuna, but that didn't happen.
When you were making the description, you were talking about, like, we're at the world headquarters here. We're kind of overlooking the basin at Fisherman's Landing. You were talking about a school of Dorado that you said was literally the size of the entire basin that all three landings fit into.
And honestly, there were jumping Dorado a third of a mile, half mile, in a total circumference around me. And there were thousands. I mean, I'm telling you, thousands. And then I know guys fishing out of Oceanside and fishing out of Dana Point and Newport, all within 6 miles of the harbor, all had wide-open Dorado in the last 3 days.
So rad.
Yeah, and there's a reason why there were so many private boaters coming down to the launch ramp when we were on our way down. I'm sure you saw them too, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I was out on kids' trips, half-day kids' trips, and we'd go outside, and within 5 miles of shoreline, you're going to see boils out there. You're going to see, if you can find a magic kelp patty, they're going to be Dorado and yellowtail under them right now. It's wide open from Orange County south.
Yeah. I loved hearing what you were we were kind of talking before the break. Give us, you know, since we're kind of missing our catch report, give us that that quick story that you said when you were half day kids fishing on one of the charters, and it turned into more than just bass fishing.
Yeah, we got done doing our bass fishing out of Seaforth, and we were in La Jolla, and the kids got, you know, done. They were tired. We caught so many doggone bass, and we went outside, and the guy goes, well, you know, look at this. We're gonna go outside. If we find the right patty, they're gonna be Dorado out there. And I look out there, and all of a sudden there's this boil of bluefin, and we ran up on him and we threw our bass gear on him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to go for it. He sunk out, but man, to have that opportunity right then and there, just huge boil of bluefin
on the back half of an afternoon kids half day.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah. So rad.
There's a lot of good stuff going on, right?
You're not lying, man. Well, tons to talk about. Again, hopefully we will be able to sneak the catch report in here later in the show. We get those phone lines up and running, but as always, it's sponsored in part by the Fish Pros and Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, the local long range or private boat trips. Plus, with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, those tuna burgers, the pokey kit, all of it. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and be sure to check them out at The Real Fisherman's Processing.
Rick, that ceviche kit from Fisherman's Processing last night made the best ceviche with that mahi.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Good times.
You're doing the ceviche spice, and then what did you use for your citrus?
Just lime.
Lime?
Yeah,
Squeeze up some lime,
exactly.
Cut it up, cube it up.
Right there, man.
Rad. I dig it.
Oh, it's so good.
I love it.
Nothing better than fresh mahi.
Yeah,
man.
No doubt.
Drool factor high.
Right? Exactly. Yeah.
We phone lines totally packed solid. Text rolling through. We had a text come through from Mike Lum, our good buddy, always keeping us on our toes. Said, hey, guys, CCA has an auto pay donate option. We're hoping that Wayne could kind of give us the rundown, fill us in a little bit on that. As far as Mike's concerned, he thinks that that's the very best way to help support CCA and membership. Could you kind of give us a rundown of what he's talking about?
Absolutely. We have this program called Contribute to Conservation. What you do is you can sign up for it, you can put your credit card in, and it will every month it'll just charge your credit card. For as little as $10 a month, you can be supporting us. And it's very easy. It's been very successful for us. We appreciate everybody who does it. But it's that simple. You put your credit card in, and every month we charge your credit card for however much that you want to be able to donate, as little as $10.
That's awesome, because there are a ton of texts that are all asking how they can contribute to CCA.
Yeah. So go up to ccacalifornia.org, and you can find it up there.
Such a minimal amount, really. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
You can't even go to lunch for $10 anymore.
That's right? A great way to do it. Yeah, you're just throwing out a small amount that's probably you're not going to notice, but at the end of the year, it's a nice contribution, and if we are all able to do that, we're putting some pretty serious funds in there, so
yeah.
pretty darn huge.
That's a good way to do it. Or you could become a yearly member as low as $35.
$35 a year. Absolutely.
Good times.
Hey, well, great news. We got the phone lines up and running, so we are going to jump in with our catch report. We got our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, has got our fishdope.com report coming this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Corey and Wayne. Great show there. Glad you got that little issue fixed, man. I was having withdrawals not being able to do this, you know?
Yeah, us too, buddy.
With all that killer fish,
I'd say
too, man.
It would have been a crime to have it happen this week because of how good this fishing has been.
Oh, man. It's really just been an incredible week of offshore fishing over, you know, a tremendous area of our Southern California and Upper Mexican waters there. It's been amazing especially for the more savvy boat guys that, you know, kind of do the distance and do the things you got to do. But so I got kind of a two-part report here. You know, we got the broad spectrum of what's biting, and then I got a little special highlight I'll get to here in just a minute. But generally speaking, man, with all that fish around, we got yellows on kelps and dorados everywhere, like you've been talking there, and we got a few marlins scattered around, the occasional swordfish now, which is good news. More and more yellowfin showing up, and then, of course, that massive tonnage of bluefin. You know, and it's highlighted by the pictures from the airplanes. Both the fish dope plane was up this week, and then the spotter guys of the commercial fleet. I mean, those images we're seeing are just, I mean, first of all, the pictures are fantastic, but they just highlight how much fishes here. I mean, it's just beyond description. But for the past few weeks, especially that bluefin there, most of it's been up around that 499 Osborne, 172 sector like that, even above there some. But looks like it's on the move a little bit, kind of trickling back down closer to the west end of Clemente, and then some of it's sliding inside Clemente around the Mackerel Bank and heading toward that 289 like that. And the daytime fishing has been a little bit tougher this week. Still, you know, all the same stuff is still working, but not quite the volume of fish being captured. It's not because they're not there. It is not biting. And then the night bite has been better here these past few days. And, you know, we've had pretty decent weather and biting fish and all that backlit from that big, beautiful full moon we've had. I mean, what an incredible scenario we've had. It is amazing. But then the other part of this bluefin fishery that I wanted to highlight is the fact that all of this started right here at Catalina in the early 1900s, 100 years ago. And, you know, and then they were around for a number of years, and then they just kind of faded out for whatever particular reasons. I'm not sure that anybody exactly knows, so it's nice to see it all coming back for sure. But back then, a lot of that fish was caught from just rowboats. The commercial guys from Avalon would jump in and row out, drop a flying fish over the back, roll along, and hook up some big bluefins. It was incredible, just right outside the cut line.
Isn't that crazy?
But guess what, guys?
Yeah,
it's just insane. I read all of the old reports, a lot of the old Zane Grey books I have a collection. It's just amazing reading about that stuff. But the beautiful thing is that we saw a pretty good shot of that fish earlier this week. You know, some of those guys are just hiding from the weather last weekend, forced inside the island because it was just hideous on the other side. And, man, they found fish all the way from right off the east end and the slide and off of Lover's Cove there, just up a little bit, right out in front of Avalon. I mean, literally right outside the moorings at Avalon. Frog Rock, White, Rock, and Johnson's up at the other end there. And special congratulations to Greg and Mike and the crew on the flying fish there. I don't know if you guys heard, but I think it was a 191 at 30 pound. They captured, you know, not far from that sector. I mean, those guys are phenomenal fishermen, but man, there's some big ones around to be caught. So no shortage of fish, guys. And here's one little tip for all that Dorado that's around. You know, they don't always bite. And, you might see it just a thousand of them and they just get in that non-biting mode. But I had two different customers come in yesterday telling me that their secret tip, which might not be so secret anymore, is, been trolling small white bucktails on like 30 pound.
Really?
One okay. ounce bucktails way back, 30 pound fluorocarbon way back, circle of kelp or wherever you see one of those breeders of Dorado. And yeah, they're picking away at them. They're getting them.
Well, so there you go. Almost like back to the old Bonita feather days.
Yeah, that was my next one right there. Bonita.
Yeah, you know, I caught my first bluefin when I was a kid. This is a long time ago. On a little white Bonita feather, trolled way back. We're fishing albacore, and that's what I caught my first bluefin on.
Wow.
So, yeah, that little white feather thing, it's been a trick for a long, long time. So give it a shot, guys.
And honestly, Mark, I mean, if you're on a 17 to 20 foot skiff and you're looking at hundreds of Dorado on a kelp and you don't want to bite, it's so easy to downsize. Go to that, you know, 15 or 20 pound or whatever, you know, something they don't want you to use on a sport boat, right? But you can do it on your own private boat and capture a couple.
Yeah. And, you know, and looking back a few years, this would be 16 years, fishing with the famous Rob Sanford there from Sundance Marine on a Parker, fishing for albacore.
Right.
Anybody remembers what an albacore is? But we had a day, we were out there kind of between the 182 and the 43, and there was a little bit of fish around, but same thing, they weren't biting. And we wound up getting them dropping a fish trap, which is kind of like, you know, big hammer, paddle tail, plastic.
The scampi era, yeah.
Yeah, but dropping the plastic, Channel Island Chovy was the color, and I'm sure you got something similar, Corey. But
absolutely.
Way back, same thing, way back on like 25 pounds. Man, them albies were wicking it. They were liking it.
Yeah.
So it's just one of them things that works that you can do from a skiff that you can't do from a sport boat,
and
for
the,
sure.
The thing with that, Mark, is you can spend $25 in the shop and you could get those handful of things that would work like that, and you can keep them from trip to trip to trip,
cool.
You know, and purchase your $50 worth of bait too, but have that as a backup arsenal.
Yeah, you know? And on a sport boat, when they're hoping to hook a fish, activate a school with bait, and hook one for everybody, they just need to be different. But on a skiff, you could control way back. You might just be plucking off ones and twos, but with you and your buds, you do that a handful of times. You had an epic day.
Absolutely.
We used to use those plastics on the drop back on the albacore.
Yeah.
That was what we did, right? You hit one on the jig, and then as they're flopping, you slide back on it with those plastics.
There it is.
That's cool. Hey, great report, Mark. Always great information. If somebody wants to keep up with that great info, I know you, Dan, Jeff, everybody does such a good job putting it all in one place, and that's fishdope.com. And you can save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, saves you $20. And, Mark, if somebody wants to get the best bait takes in the world or maybe try and track down a white bucktail, how do we find you, Pacific Edge?
Well, the white bucktail population got decimated yesterday.
I'll bet it did.
But we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that Chevron station. And phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, hey, I want to say one more thing for you, Wayne. I mean, first of all, thank you for doing an absolutely phenomenal job with CCA. But I want to say this to everybody listening out there. You know, as a tackle store owner, you know, we owe a lot to what you guys are doing. You know, the fact that we got some fish to fish for. So I am a lifetime member of CCA, and it's a relatively small investment that I think every tackle store owner should make. Because first of all, then you're showing your support for the organization that's supporting us, and it gives you a good platform from which to speak to your customers that, you know, hey, I belong, this is what I'm doing, and it'd be great if you signed up and supported CCA also. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out for you, and hopefully we get more and more people signed up, because I'm sure those dollars come
very
in.
Well said.
Yeah, thank you awesome. Very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Right, appreciate it, Mark. Well, a great report, as always. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Now that our phone lines are open back up, we're going to go all the way up to Queen Charlotte.
Yeah. The boss is on the line. What's up, Pete?
What's going on?
Hey. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Corey, Rick, and Wayne. Great to hear from you guys. How's the show going?
We're having a great time. Obviously, with Wayne, you know, so much stuff to cover. Phones have been absolutely packed solid. We're just very, very busy morning. Things are going really good. Things are just going really good in here. We're stoked.
Fantastic. Well, I'm on a satellite phone here at Queen Charlotte Safaris. We're just off of Haida Gwaii, also known as Queen Charlotte Island, we just went through the cut, and we're on the ocean side. Beautiful day. Once again, flat here at Queen Charlotte Safaris. Been a great experience. Yesterday, we had wide open lane cod fishing. Unbelievable lane cod fishing. And you can keep 3 a day, 6 a year up here, any size, which is just, that's the Canadian regulation. So it's pretty amazing. And now we're just getting ready. Captain Nathan is just getting ready to drop down for halibut. We're going to catch some halibut. You can keep halibut up to about 70 pounds here, so, which is kind of nice too. More generous regulations here in Canada. The Canadian regulations are a little more generous, but really, really a great experience. We're on one of the new Queen Charlotte Safaris boats. It's a 30-foot aluminum boat with a diesel jet engine. We were cruising through the cut at about 34 miles per hour, so very, very fast, really. Really fantastic. And by the way, Gus says yo. Yo, you guys. And
shocker.
Bob Fletcher. Bob says hello. And Evan Jones from Santa Barbara, one of our great guys here. But having a great time catching. We caught, we didn't have a lot of time yesterday because we caught so many lane cod yesterday. I think we kept 12. Which was our limit for the day, and then we had 3 coho and 3 king salmon yesterday. Really fun. We're going to spend more time halibut fishing and lingcod, and also also kingfishing too today. But I got to tell you, Queen Charlotte's parties, what an awesome operation. The food is unbelievable. The lodging, incredible. Right on the beach at in Sandspit there. You walk out on the beach in the evening and just beautiful, beautiful place to just hang out and be. And Valerie Hope Rich, who runs the lodge, is just unbelievable. She just does everything and makes sure that everybody's happy. But we're all...
Sounds like we might have lost Pete on the sat phone there. But boy, glad to hear that they're having such a fantastic trip up there at Queen Charlotte Safaris. I know the trip already planned for next year. If you want to check out the date, you can hop up on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the trips page and you'll find all the info there. Well, glad you're having such a great trip, Pete. So cool. If you want to see a photo of some of the action that those guys have, great picture of him and Dart hosting up a couple of big lingcods on our Let's Talk Hookup Instagram page. And, man, glad you're having such a great one. Maybe we'll get a chance to check in tomorrow, and if not, again, full wrap-up next weekend from Pete and the boys at Queen Charlotte Safari.
So. Those limits sound awesome, yeah, right? On the halibut and lingcod, yeah, man.
No doubt. When just up the ways a little bit there, you know, it's one a year.
Little ways would be 100 miles.
Yeah, I think it's less than that. Yeah. You know, it's pretty
right
cool.
There.
So, yeah, great fishing, and glad to hear it. Well, again, huge thanks to Christian for getting those phone lines up and running again. And let's continue on with our catch report with the cast man, who's been steadily trying to get through since the morning in cast. We sure appreciate you. Sorry about the little technical difficulties there, but always stoked to hear from you and want to know what's going on in the Baja. Buenos dias, Cass.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Well, we're not in the Baja. We're on the Bighorn River, about 60 miles southeast of Bill, fishing with Tyler Steele of Shade Tree Outfitters. I'll tell you guys, coming up, you got to fish with this guy. He knows his stuff. He's been, you know me, I did a little fly fishing, but I've definitely gotten better our second day of fishing here, and got my son-in-law, Scott Campbell, who's married to Rhonda, my oldest daughter, and he's been trying to catch a brown trout for quite a few years, and he finally did it yesterday on the first day. We caught a lot of browns up here, rainbows. I had a 21-inch rainbow yesterday, and Scott, 20-inch brown just a little while ago, but yeah, there's a lot of fish in this in this Bighorn River, but God, what country! I'm telling you, it's so damn beautiful. This
man,
it's gorgeous, and like I said, it's a great place to be this time of year. No waders, Ricky. I'm waiting in tennis shoes, shorts, Baja style.
Yeah, of course you are, Castman, as you should be,
Castman style.
Yeah. Anyway, just a quick report on the Baja, Loreto. Dorado. Still, Danny Talamantes, our charter master down there, says it's all the Dorado you want, you know, and it's, they're small to medium size, occasional bull, 30, 40 pounder, yellowtail, cabrilla, grouper. They're getting a few, but basically not many. And then, the tuna bite down in the San Jose del Cabo area up around the Iban Bank, San Luis, Vino Rama area, it's starting to turn on pretty good. They had some 60, 70, 80 pound fish, so it's some good fishing, and a lot of big bull Dorado down there, which is amazing, and the amount of bulls that have come in this year. So I think that population is really strong, and I look forward to the rest of the year and the following years to continue to be as well. But anyway, that's a report from here. I got one more day of fishing tomorrow, and then I head back to Oregon, and then be back home, and then we'll talk to you guys next Saturday. And by the way, Corey, I've got 4 spots left on our El Salto trip to go down there and fish with you and I. And anybody who wants to join that trip, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday morning.
Man, yeah. Killer report, Cass. Congratulations. Tell your son-in-law congrats on knocking down the first big brown on the fly, and what a great trip you guys are having. Thanks for keeping us up to date. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Ricky. Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that, Cass.
All right, let's jump into it, Rick. Let's talk to, man, we've been so jammed up this whole show. We're going to go down to C4 Sport Fishing in Quivira Basin and talk to our one and only Marcos. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, we're doing great, buddy. What's up, Marcos? Good morning.
Appreciate you holding tight with the phone line, sir.
Man, man, after some of those reports, my report might be kind of boring here.
I somehow doubt that.
Yeah. You mean Flair Supreme with 30 over 100, yeah. 100 and 200? And,
oh, yeah. You know, I mean, but we've heard that before. This old hat now, catching Calico Bass on the half day. They actually went off the coast of it. They're looking for Dorado and they on the half day, and they saw some. They just couldn't quite get them to bite. Like you heard earlier there, they don't always want to cooperate. But there's definitely some Dorado sneaking into that range there, and you might see some on the half day coming up here pretty quick to go along with those Calico Bass, a few sand bass sneaking the count there. So still good fishing there. I mean, it's kind of hard to go wrong. You can go out there. And again, you know, some of these counts, it may not look great where you see 25 Calico Bass, but they caught this 25. They may have released another 100 of them. So definitely very good bass fishing there. Those full-day trips, a nice mix of fish there. Seeing Dorado, Yellowtail. San Diego actually fished islands on a charter yesterday, and they had one Dorado, 78 Yellowtail, 7 Bonita, 48 Barracuda, and 63 Calico Bass. So they snuck in a bit of everything there.
Yes, please.
That's some very good fishing there. Yeah, and Elgato on the charter, 5 anglers had 22 Dorado and 9 Yellowtail fishing locally there. So very good fishing all around there. The day and a half trips, again, that mix of bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, Yellowtail, just a bit of everything in there. I mean, all these guys are doing really well. So definitely time to go fishing. Make your reservations early as you can here. Like the San Diego, I believe they're booked up until next month. But the Sea Watch is filling in some full-day trips there, and they're going out there and catching fish also. Let's check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Schedule up there for all those trips. The half day, morning, afternoon, and we still got some twilights left. They'll run through the first weekend in September there if you want to sneak on those twilights. The full day trips, the one day, day and a half, a few longer trips scheduled in there. Make your reservations online there at seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, get your gear tuned up, and get out there fishing.
Yeah, it's a good call for sure.
If that's a boring report, Marcos, right? I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do when you get really fired up, because that is incredible.
You know what's crazy, too, is coming in, I was in there just a couple days ago, and with all this offshore and Dorado and bluefin and yellowfin, all this stuff going off, a fresh batch of ghost shrimp coming in.
Yeah, right.
For the local fishermen. And it's so cool the way you guys keep them alive and keep the whole aquarium chilled and the whole bloodworm and ghost shrimp thing going.
It's the only place I know of to consistently get killer live bait in all of San Diego is the tackle store at C4 Sport Fishing.
So if you got a kid and you want to go fish the beach or fish the rocks and you're not into the offshore thing, C4 is definitely a place to get the right bait and get set up.
If you want to about guarantee getting some bites fishing in the bay, go get a couple dozen ghost shrimp. I mean, you're going to...
Done deal.
You're going to get bites, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Well, Marco...
And like I said, if you're taking your kids there, even just playing with the ghost shrimp, some of those kids love it.
So, for real.
double win there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
good stuff, Marcos.
Great job, Marcos, as always. Thank you very much for hanging on. I know it got very busy there with the phones all piling in at once, so we really appreciate you always doing such a great report for us, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Bye. Yeah, good stuff. And it's brought to you by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli. You know, you're going offshore. You can launch your boat there. You have their deli and snacks and beverages and all the boating supplies, even batteries. I mean, so many times guys taking their boat out and need a battery. They've got them right there at Dana Landing. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. All your freshwater stuff, crawdads, shiners, everything you need for a great day on the lake. And Dana Landing, right next to Launch Trap in Mission Bay, as mentioned, and East County Bait and Tackle, right at the end of the 67, and the new one, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, right there on Broadway and Lemon Grove.
Hey, no doubt, man. Well, let's jump back into the text messages, a very easy and quick one. This is from Daniel in Rancho Cucamonga. My question is for Wayne, where do I join CCA? Sign me up.
Go to our website or go to the national website, joincca.org, and you can just scroll down to membership and sign up right there.
That's awesome. Easy as that.
Simple, simple, simple. Hey, we're going to be right back. More from Wayne and CCA and all this killer fishing. We're going to be taking your calls when we come back on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boats. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great
staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and of course, the look at Addison diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bacon chop, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Life Bait certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful, mammoth area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun, and the lines have been packed the entire time, but there is one open right now. You want to talk to Wayne, you got a question, 213-432-1090. That's the way to do it there, Texas via the app. It's been super busy.
No doubt about that. Very busy morning. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
How about John Amir Mesa? Good morning, John.
What up, John?
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, Wayne, you know, aside from the obvious of joining CCA and maybe attending fundraisers and so forth, what are some other ways of contributing or supporting CCA? That's my first question. And then the other one is, do you guys work with any other smaller groups that might coordinate efforts with you? I get notifications from time to time, and since I joined CCA, I've just been ignoring them. But do you guys ever work with any other groups that would indirectly be helping CCA?
Yeah, absolutely. For the first part of your question, there's a couple different ways. As an individual, you, one, get our membership. Two, you can do the Contribute to Conservation, which is the online sign-up with your credit card, and we bill monthly for as little as $10. If you're a business, we have the annual financial sponsorship package, and you can donate from your business to CCA Cal. And we work with everybody. We are the melting pot for the industry. So it does not matter what level of industry you're in, whether it's tackle, the sport boat industry, the private boat, the guides, the surf, the fly, you name it, we're part of all the industry. If you talk about all of the fishing clubs, we try to visit all of them that we can. I mean, there's something going on every day of the week, as you guys know, and every weekend there's always something going on. So we stay very busy. We work with as many people as we can to help, because we're for the industry. So if the only way we're going to succeed is all of us working together towards the same cause. So it doesn't matter. And look at what we do with the vets and the kids. We work with Rollo and SAC and CDFW to put those trips together. We work with all of the fishing clubs that are putting those events on, and we partner with them and go out. And then it's about volunteering. We need volunteers. Yeah. That's how we succeed. It's all about membership and volunteers helping us so we can put on more and more events.
Awesome.
Yeah, very well said. And just to join in those events, or whether it's a monthly or whether it's as simple as $35 for the year, join in CCA.
Yeah, come out to one of our quarterly events. We try to put them out there to keep involved in the local community. Each chapter puts out their seminars, or they go to a beer, you know, a local brewery or whatever it's going to be. Come out and join us and have some fun. We do the surf fishing seminars with Bill Varney, a very good example. He'll bring out 100 people a lot of time. He's got one coming up in Carpinteria here in the next month. And, you know, and just come out and join us.
That's awesome.
We want to have fun, right?
What's one of the next chapters, like, banquet, you know?
We got Santa Barbara coming up, and we also have the Inland Empire out there in Riverside, San Bernardino. They're going to be doing a beer festival in first week of October.
In Riverside.
Yeah. It'll be at Okuma's headquarters in Ontario.
Oh, that's cool.
How cool is that?
Yeah, right there in the parking lot.
Talk about a part of the industry, yeah.
Well, and it'll be fun, right? So, it's hot out there, but we're going to have plenty to drink, great eats, a live band. It's a party, just like we just did in San Diego.
You have to pre-purchase?
We preferred, so we can kind of get the head count down.
Yeah, so you know what's coming for beer and food.
Yeah, so you can either go through our events on our Facebook page or go through our website, ccacalifornia.org.
You don't have to be a beer drinker to go, by any means. Like the Apps and Taps I went to, I had two adult beverages, and, you know, I don't drink a lot. But
no, but you don't have to. We
are there for a good time.
Yeah, exactly. We have it available for those that want to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
We have kids' trips coming up. Well, right now we got one on the Dolphin on Monday out here at Fisherman's Landing.
With Jason, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we're putting these on. Just go up if you want to volunteer. Go to our website and sign up as a volunteer. We've got a clay shoot coming up here in San Diego, right at Lemon Grove, Rod and Gun Club.
Cool.
Got to have some fun. And, you know, all of us are outdoorsmen. So, you know, whether or not you want to go do hunting and shooting sports and all that kind of stuff, along with the fishing, we want to make sure that we're inclusive to everybody. Our Coastal Social South is coming up on September 17th out of Dana Landing. And then we got Charter Challenge coming up here in October, 9th through the 11th. So there's a lot going on through the rest of the year, and we are already in planning for next year.
I did.
2023 is already getting our calendar full.
So. I can't wait when the Point Loma CCA one comes. I'll be
there.
On Portuguese Hall again.
Portuguese Hall.
That's
I'll
it.
I'll be there.
Well, hey, speaking of 2023, we have a friend, a family of the show, and a guy that's got some very big news coming up from next year, and that's our good buddy Bart Hall is online. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Rick and Corey, and good morning, Wayne. And before I get into that, though, Rick, I just want to get in the long line of people who need to thank Wayne Coto for all that he does. Being on the board of directors, I get to see some of the stuff that maybe other people don't, and I get to watch him, follow him around and see where he's going. And we are all so lucky to have Wayne in that position. And I one more time want to publicly thank you, Wayne.
Wow. Thank you, Bart.
That's awesome,
really appreciate
Bart.
That.
That's pretty real words there. That's awesome.
Well, here we go.
Come on, buddy. We're excited. We haven't heard from Bart in a little bit, and what's going on?
I've been waiting for this since 2020.
I know you have.
Holy moly! Well, for the first time in a very long time, the Hall family actually owns 100% of the Fred Hall shows,
which
Thank
is huge.
God. It was huge, and it was. It's been very difficult. The pandemic was difficult. There were legal issues. There were partners involved that had to be bought out and all kinds of stuff that went on, and it's been very, very difficult.
I just want to say, I mean, us in the industry know what you're talking about, but the millions listening that have no idea, very simply put, there was somebody else that owned the Fred Hall name. And put on the shows. You were a part of it, but now what you're saying is
back in the family.
It's been relinquished, and now you have it within the family honor there.
Yeah, We had the autonomy to run it because we were the only ones who knew how to run it, obviously. they tried to run one without us. But after 2020, some people were fired or most people quit. Anybody who was previously involved in running the shows was gone after the Long Beach show in 2020, shortly after. And so now we're back. We're so excited. The response is overwhelming. I went to the ICAST show. I'm walking down, and while we're at the breakfast, early morning breakfast with Gamakatsu and Tim Minak and at the industry breakfast, my lawyer calls and says the deal's done. And, I mean, I got chills. I started to cry. And so then I'm walking down, and people are running up to me with pieces of paper in their hands saying, are these the dates of Long Beach and Del Mar? Yes. So it's been unbelievable. We have a great staff. Pat McDonald, former editor of Western Outdoor News, is one of our associate producers. Brad Styler, who you know from Rapala, and Tim Bailey and Associates is one of our producers. We have it just goes on and on and on. Great website people, great IT people. We're going to have more social media than we've ever had before, and it's a very, very exciting time.
As soon as you announced that, hey, it's back on, the participants started just flooding back to you, Bart.
Well, the first, my oldest customer is Turner, so I wanted to see, are you interested? Yes. Whatever you call it, wherever it is, yes. I said, okay, we're good to go. So, yeah, it's just going really well. We have you can look us up on hallshows.com. Our site launched yesterday. Facebook will be Fred Hall Shows. You can find us on Facebook there. We're going to be, these things are all a work in progress. We're adding each day. We intend to be a full sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup, and we're going to have, we'll be in every week with some ads and telling people how it's going from now until then, and we're very, very excited. And as you can tell, I'm pretty much overwhelmed.
Varda, I'm so happy for you. I know how much that Fred Hall Show means to you and your family, and this is what it's supposed to be. It's you guys running the best show that you can and out there for all of us fishing-wise, and we're just extremely, extremely excited. So give us the details. Do we have official dates, both San Diego and Del Mar and Long Beach? They're both back. Both actual Fred Hall shows are happening. When do we have the date set in stone? What can
we
as anglers look forward to?
Well, first of all, Mike Lum and I always wanted to have Del Mar first, and we couldn't get the dates to work out. It was first once. About 30 years ago, it was the best Del Mar show we ever had. And it's first again this year. It's February 16th to the 19th. And then Long Beach is later. It's March 29th to April 2nd. So there's some time in between. And we think because of that, since Del Mar hasn't been there for 4 years,
yeah,
it's going to be huge, and we believe, of course, Long Beach will be Long Beach as it always is, and we're very, very excited about it. And also, we've had, because of all the changes that went on, that we lost all the venues. I had to get them back. I had to negotiate this. I had to negotiate that. I had to buy this. I had to buy that. And so, one of the things is about 20% of the convention center we couldn't get for the full 5 days of Long Beach, but for the last 3 days, we're going to have a special Overland Expo in that portion on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Cool. So,
yeah, it's going to be really, really exciting, very different. There's probably less boat inventory with all the boat dealers, so they'll have less, but the booths will be huge, and we'll have all the fun stuff for the kids. And matter of fact, I just purchased the trout pond yesterday, so we're ready to go.
Well, Bart, and, this is fantastic news, something we've all been kind of waiting for, all hoping that it was on the horizon, but now it's official, and so, so happy for you and your entire family. And, you know, Fred Hall shows are just part of what we all do and enjoy, and I'm so glad they're back, and I'm really happy for you.
Part of the fabric.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's part of what we all do.
You know, I remember my father telling me a long time ago, I was working somewhere else making quite a bit of money, and he said, I need your help. I said, good, what can you pay me? And he offered me a third of what I was making. And I kind of just stared at him, and he said, you're not going to get rich, but you're going to have a great lifestyle. And that is the motto that we have always had. This is not about us getting rich. This is about supporting the fishing community. The fishing community leads the fishing industry. The fishing industry cannot exist without the fishing community. We want to support it. We want to nurture it. We want to grow it. That's what we want, families and kids. That's what we do. I'm so excited to be able to give back to the community and to be part of it once again. I am overwhelmed. I'm also overwhelmed with work. Old to be doing this, but <it's> great.
Well, Bart, that's awesome. I mean, we're just we're pumped. We're happy for you. We're excited. It's back February 16th through 19th in Del Mar, and then March 29th through April 2nd in Long Beach. I don't got anything to say other than congratulations, and I am so, so happy for you, and I'm glad that we're back.
How's the little guy?
He's awesome, man. He's really good. We were just
bringing him to Drapa.
Yeah,
you bring him to Drapa.
I like Fred Hall shows run like really deep in my like. That's, you know, Dad and I never missed one. We always went to the Fred Hall show. I fished in the trout pond. The first time I ever did anything with Let's Talk Hookup, like how I became, you know, friends with Pete was through a school project in junior high, and we had to conduct an interview with some. Somebody in the field we were doing our project on. So my dad and I listened to Let's Talk Hookup every weekend. I called Pete, and he was so cool, let me come down to the studio and put the headphones on. And Bart, you and your dad, Fred, were the guests that day. Both, as you know, I was a kid in junior high, and as cool to me as could have ever been, like the shows and you and everything are just a, like, you know, Corey said, they're part of the fabric of who all of us are if we like the fishing thing. And I can't wait to bring my boy, and you better believe I'll be there for both of them. And I can't wait, Bart.
I love you, Rick.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, this is great news. So excited to get to talk about it. We're pumped, and you're going to keep us in the loop, I know. And, Bart, again, congratulations, and we're glad they're back.
Thank you. And thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Corey. Thanks. Support CCA. By the way, Wayne, I have a plan. I think in 3 years, I'm going to be able to pay your salary out of these shows, and I'm going to see that you get a raise.
Woohoo! I'm all for this.
Great job, Bart. We're going to talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Bart.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
Oh, man. So well said, right? I mean, it's just a reflection of how hard Wayne works, man, with the whole thing. And, Rick, I loved your story about coming in the studio.
Oh, man, it was so cool. I mean, think about that. I was 12 or 13 years old. And
I've never
like,
heard that story.
Yeah. Bart, and you know, I mean, I had been going to the Fred Hall show since I was a little kid, and you know, and to get to sit there and have those guys do it was all time. That was pretty all time for me. And that's how I had never met Pete before that. It was pretty cool.
How cool.
Yeah,
man.
Fun.
That's a great story.
Well, phones are absolutely dead packed. Everybody wants to talk to Wayne, Corey. Let's do it.
How about Rich? Rich and Camarillo. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk It Up, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Good morning, Rick, Corey, and Wayne. Had a question for Wayne in regards to a news release by the Department of Fish and Wildlife in July about some major changes to our rock fishing regulations. The one that concerned me was that they're looking to change our 10-month period of fishing from March to December to a proposal to changing it to 5 months from April 1st to September 15th. What do you know about that?
Yeah, we talked about this earlier in the show, and we are all working diligently right now with NOAA and the Pacific Fisheries Management Council, the groundfish management team, and the groundfish advisory panel to try to figure out how to manage our way through this process. They have to take a conservative approach. Right now, they're letting you know that this is what's on the block, the proposal as of right now. So what we're trying to do is to try to get an in-season adjustment from those proposed regulations. And if we can get it, and we're all doing the right thing by staying away from the coppers and the quillback, that the fleet can keep doing their studies on the fish, and NOAA can do their job analyzing the fish, and that we can get relief for our descending device releases, that it will all help us, and we'll get an in-season release or adjustment that will be different than what is currently scheduled, and that would mean that the second half of the year could change. That's what we're hoping for.
Do you ever see, and Rich and Bradley, thank you, do you ever see, like, Alaska? Like, it changes daily, weekly. Like, if, and I'm not saying, I'm talking more on the good end of things, right? Like okay, we're going to have a close for 4 months, and, hey, it's looking so good, we're going to open in a month early. And in fact, it's going to open next week. Like, do you see that kind
of? I wish I saw more of that. But yeah. The trouble with us is that our reporting is behind. So what happens is by the time we get noticed that something's causing a problem, a good example, Sheep's Head, that we were escalating past our quota limit 2 years in a row, by the time we found out, we put the brakes on it. And we told the fleet, we told the recreational anglers, hey, stay off them, please, stay off them. And they put the brakes on. But by that time, the momentum has already pushed us over the hump, but the reporting was in arrears. So now we're working with the department to try to get better reporting and better forecasting so that we can put the brakes on earlier or we can adjust earlier to these plans.
And not on a bad end.
For the right reason. All for the right reason.
Right.
Hey, I want to slide a text in here because we're running short on time, but I thought this was a great one. This was from Richard Monrovia. We got about 2.5 minutes, Wayne, or 2 minutes. Can you please discuss the White Sea Bass Hatchery Program fight for the new DNA testing showing a greater success?
That's a good one.
We don't have a ton of time, but...
Thank you. So what's happening right now is we had positive news from a genetic study down in South Carolina over our white sea bass, saying that our overall effect in the population was greater than what the department and the study previously had said. That being said, we're now in a head collection effort through the commercial fleet and the rec fleet, and we're doing a really good job. AFCO put up a huge to help us with that. We've been running up and down the coast collecting heads and bringing them back, and they're processing them. If this data is correct, then the hatchery program has been extremely much more successful than originally reported. And that was the biggest crux of the last scientific report. Now, a bunch of us, are on the advisory panel. We're working with the new science advisory committee, and we're working this whole program to move it forward. And that's all what we're working on right now.
That's awesome. So, and thank you to AFCO, one of the only ones that gives 10% of their proceeds right back to conservation.
And then some.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. Some. Very well said.
Awesome.
AFCO, number one. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. And let's talk hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing when we return on Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher, Celia Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know. Palstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Wayne's going to flip the coin there. Go ahead, Wayne. We're going to find out whether it's Texter or caller. It's Texter. Texter,
hey.
Going to Rory and Lakeside wins a full-day trip on the Liberty. And what a cool trip. Couldn't be a better time to get on a full-day trip.
Congratulations. No doubt, man. That's awesome. Well, Wayne, so much killer info. I mean, we never get to scratch the surface when you're here. But the beauty is you're the easiest guy to find, because if there is a fishing event that's happening in SoCal, Wayne is there. Supporting CCA, you do so much for us. I want to do the same as everyone else had, and thank you so much for being there on our behalf. If somebody wants to join CCA, join you, be a part of all the good that Coastal Conservation Association is doing, how do we do it?
Go to our website, ccacalifornia.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
That's it. And you and Corey both did such a good job. And for those that haven't participated, I want to say it again. The events that you do are fun. It's not a political ram down your throat. These are the issues, and this is the proposition bill. It's having a great time with like-minded guys. And you and Chris and your team, you handle that. You just have the support for all of us anglers out there having fun. We support you with the funds, and you make sure we get to keep going fishing.
Absolutely.
And we're excited. Lots of great events coming up. If somebody wants to keep in touch with both the upcoming events that you were kind of talking about, both the IE event and everything else, how do we find event dates and event information?
You go to our Facebook events page, or you can go to our website, ccacalifornia.org, and look for the events.
Awesome. Okay, great job to you. Great job to Chris, who I'm sure is listening out there. He's doing a great job. Again, we thank you for everything you do. You're the reason that you're a major reason that things happen the way they do. None of us like change. None of us like regulatory stuff. But you do a huge job of softening the blow when the inevitable is happening, or making them go away quickly.
Which is
so
the
again,
truth.
Yeah, hats off, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate everything you guys do.
You got it. Well, hey, we appreciate you out there for listening. Another great show coming for you tomorrow. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking all kinds of that local, inshore, offshore fishing. Lots of your phone calls. Lots of your text. We appreciate it. Huge shout out to Christian for getting the phones back in order and keeping us on the air. And a big thanks to Adam for keeping us on the app. We'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Captain Mike Pritchard. Again, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.